Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good Sunday morning to you. Dan is once again on vacation, so Alex Risen from ABC 36 is sitting with me this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Did you have a good Saturday night?
We did, yes.
Wedding.
The wedding. Eric Lindsay, married man, joining the ranks.
Yeah.
So it was a good deal.
So he will also no longer be the bachelor?
That's right. Bachelor for Eric. I don't know if he would have ever wanted to have gone on Bachelor.
Doesn't seem like it to me.
You never know.
But yeah. Was it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never been down to the Grand Reserve.
I've been to a wedding there before.
But yeah.
Nice.
It was a good deal.
Do you like going to weddings?
After you go to a certain number of them, don't they all kind of blend in and seem the same?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So.
But it's still.
It's still nice. You know, you get together.
Free food and booze, right?
You get together. Had some fried chicken.
Yeah.
A little macaroni and cheese. Good deal.
That doesn't sound anything bad about that.
I love fried chicken.
Yeah. And macaroni and cheese.
Bread pudding. They went bread pudding.
That's a Kentucky thing.
Instead of the wedding cake.
I like that.
Bread pudding. So everyone won.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like any losers there last night. We do have one guest this morning that we'll be chatting with in a half hour. Mark Krebs, the former Wildcat. And he is the general manager of the Bluegrass Boys, which is the team of Kentucky alums who are, and one Louisville alum.
Yeah.
Playing in the what's called the tournament.
Yeah, the basketball tournament. Yeah. It's the only one that you'll ever know.
So we're going to find out about that, but there's definitely some names you recognize on the team. Ramel Bradley,
yeah.
Joe Crawford, Shigari Elling, Shane Bahannon from
it's a stout
Louisville.
List. Yeah, Joe Crawford. Eric Daniels.
And
Kevin Galloway.
Yeah.
Remember Kevin Galloway?
I do. Derek Jasper has recently signed on to be an assistant coach with Derek Anderson. So lots to talk about with Mark. And there's a shot at winning $2 million.
Yeah, which is the big deal, yeah.
Which is probably why they're doing this.
And it looks like the thing is sponsored by Jack Link's Beef Jerky.
So, yeah, I mean, even if you lose, you get...
Maybe there's some samples.
No losers there either.
Yeah.
You know, you still get beef jerky.
Is that a packet of spicy? I'll take
pepper
that.
Pepper steak. So we'll talk to Mark coming up in a half an hour. A couple names that I hadn't even thought about in a long time. Derek Jasper, Kevin Galloway.
Marcus Teague.
I think about Shigari Elling a lot, so I don't want to lump him in there.
Yeah. Just pops right to the forefront of your mind. I wonder what he's doing.
Skyscraper Elling. Yeah. You don't remember that when he was with the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing Wayne Turner when he was with the Globetrotters one time when they were doing the track. You know, because they started doing the regional groups, and it was one at Freedom Hall, and Wayne Turner was there. And of course, though, I was like, oh my gosh, it's Wayne Turner.
I didn't know that he did it.
It was just for that, the regional. I think he did maybe a stop in Louisville, Cincinnati, and Chicago, and he was done.
Did you know that Joby Hall was once on the Harlem Globetrotters?
I cannot say that I knew that.
Yeah.
I like to see it, though.
Now or?
Both.
Yeah, I know.
Now and then.
I love him. I do want to just pause for a minute, and I know this is just takes everything way down, but my gosh, did you see the news this morning in Orlando?
I've not seen the news.
Oh my, Josh, did you?
Josh.
So there was a nightclub shooting that they believe is terrorist related, and at least 20 people are dead, and another almost 50 injured when a man went into this nightclub and just. First, he exchanged gunfire with police and then ducked into this nightclub and just opened fire, just killed 20 people.
So he wasn't in the nightclub originally.
Mm-mm. So I don't think that the nightclub was a target, but
right.
I don't know. Maybe perhaps it was.
Yeah.
So just awful, just an awful, awful scene. They said they were running out of ambulances
oh my
in Orlando. And Orlando, I mean, that's obviously a sizable city, and they were running out of ambulances because there were so many victims that some of them, the police were pulling out bodies and putting them into the back of police cars just to be able to transport them places. Unbelievable.
I had not seen that.
Yeah. Well, wake up, Alex.
Hopefully I don't see it again.
Things are going, yeah, things are not good, and you need to be informed.
Yeah, I do need to be informed.
You work for a TV station.
I do work for a TV station.
Trust me.
Maybe I should check in more often.
Right, no, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been there. When people find out you work for a TV station, and then they say, oh, do you, what about this? And you're like, no idea.
I always go back to, I'm the sports guy. That's always my default. Hey, don't look at me for any information. I know nothing.
But yeah, a horrific scene. So our thoughts and prayers go down to Orlando today. Scott County did advance in the quarterfinals. So they play today.
They will play Friday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Sunday. So they will play Friday. Yeah.
They'll play Friday.
Saturday. So they advanced to the semifinals.
Yes, they did.
And it was an extra innings, I believe.
And every time they advance, obviously, because it's their first trip to a state tournament, they made the round of Sweet 16 before when they used to do sectionals. But now it's, all at the one site, Wicker Bank Ballpark. So, yeah, Scott County, moving on. West Jessamine not moving on. Lost to my alma mater, St. X, 3-2. Walk-off home run. Jody Hamilton for West Jess, the coach, said it was his first walk-off loss in his 34 years of being a coach. I thought that was odd.
That is,
like, you've never lost on a walk-off.
I mean, think of how many games that is in 34 years.
He's won 900.
I mean, sure, like,
said, I've never lost in any walk-off fashion. I was like, man,
not even a walk-off single.
Yeah, like, pitcher never loaded the bases, accidentally walked the guy in. You see that a lot in high school.
Yeah,
you know, the old, oh, no. Is he really going to walk around? Yeah, he is. And that's how the game's going to end.
Wow.
So he was emotional. It was tough. But, I mean, it's still a great season.
It is.
State champs.
But you know how it is when you get to that point.
Yeah.
It's hard to immediately reflect on what a great season it was.
Yeah.
Because you're so hurt at that moment.
And everybody thinks they're going to have the chance to win it, right? I mean, we're down to the final eight teams.
Yeah.
You're the defending state champ.
Yeah.
You know, we got a good chance of winning this thing. And then all of a sudden it's,
So who will Scott County play?
Do they play St. X? No, Scott County lost to Bullet East. Sorry, I was thinking softball. Scott County won the softball state tournament, beat McCracken County. But Scott County boys baseball lost to Bullet East. Yes.
Gosh, well, I need to do a better job of looking things up.
I was in mixture mode there. Yeah, Scott County lost to McCracken County in the first game for softball and then beat McCracken County in the second game. Scott County boys baseball lost by a run to Bullet East.
They did, didn't they? So the final four is St. X, McCracken County, Bullet East, and Campbell County. That's
and Campbell
so
County beat
Bullet East.
That's so Bullet East. The pride of the home of Derek Willis.
Oh, well, a great run then for Scott. I'm sorry. I feel bad now.
No, it's okay.
But they won the softball? Yeah.
Yes, they won the softball state tournament. That's what I...
Okay, in extra innings, because
both are happening
it?
On the same weekend, so it's...
Did they do it in extras, Scott County?
No extra innings.
Good Lord. What was I looking at today that said they beat someone 1-0 in extra innings?
They did beat Caldwell County.
Caldwell County, yeah.
Friday night.
Oh, okay. Well...
In extra innings. That was the Cooper bases loaded single.
I should have refreshed Twitter.
I should. You just, whatever comes up, that's what I did.
I was like,
did I miss anything?
Did you see Prince died?
Yeah. I didn't miss anything. Here it is. That's weird.
Yeah.
Prince
died.
Stuff. Yeah. News to me.
It probably would have been.
It would have been.
Sounds like you are an ill-informed person.
I am. I come back around eventually, though. See? Like, wait a minute. It's like Scott County did not win.
Yeah. Well, I hope no one was listening to
that. I was going.
First 10
I was just going. Yeah. I was like, wait.
Which I usually hope no one's listening. I feel like I make a fool out of myself more than I am on the ball with this thing.
Josh disagrees with you.
Listen, Dan does a lot of the work behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
I just kind of show up.
If you think you show up.
Sometimes I bring donuts, you know sometimes what I mean? I don't.
Like, I literally walk in here if I can get in the door about 5 minutes before we do this thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
do I have work
we
today?
We are a well-oiled machine here.
Just keep the wheels turning. You know what I mean?
We're keeping the lights on. So we'll have Mark Krebs coming up in about 15 minutes. Hopefully he knows what he's talking about.
Because we don't.
We do not. Golden State does have a chance to wrap things up tonight. And I think they probably will.
Monday night.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Is it tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night.
Good God.
I'm sorry. What is
happening?
And I know that because we will go on late.
God bless.
Yeah, game five, Monday night.
I literally don't prepare for anything.
You do have a smartphone, right?
I do. Well, I do. I guess I need to update it.
I do, too.
I'm running on, like, iOS 1, maybe? Is that something from before? Oh, my God.
See, now I see the Orlando CBS News.
I was right about that.
You did get
that right. Was the worst thing to be right about, because that's just a horrific situation. Also, Twitter's like the worst place to go when there's like a crisis or a tragedy, because
or just in general, right?
Because
it's scores. So yeah, they won 1-0, but they really didn't.
You know,
different stuff. Just some guy posted. So you're searching Scott County baseball, and then the guy's
and
like, "Hey,
like,
yeah,
oh,
Scott
well,
County beat Caldwell County.
He seems like a credible source.
He's
I'm
just
going
a day late. He's that guy.
I know. I'm going with it though.
Yeah. Jim from Georgetown.
Well, like, I'm lucky. It was maybe even someone not from Georgetown.
Yeah.
It's probably like Scott County, Louisiana,
Maryland, or Baltimore. Yeah. I used to get that when there was a Dunbar in Baltimore, and I would tweet about Dunbar football and basketball. And the guy was like, "What are you talking about? Dunbar lost. They're terrible." I was like, "Pretty sure they just won. Like, I saw the last play of the game." And he's like, "Were you not watching?" I was like, "Clearly you weren't."
There's also another Fayette County Public Schools in a different state.
Of course.
And I would always check their Twitter to see if school was out.
And you're like, "Yep. It's in Vermont."
Yeah, I know. I'm like, "Oh. 10 feet of snow. Go back to bed, Sam."
That's weird. Mom.
It's like 48 degrees here. I don't know if
there's
that's
no
accurate.
Snow
I'm
on
like,
the ground.
It's probably over by your school, though.
It says it. Go back to bed. We're all sleeping.
Yeah. There's not very much misinformation on Twitter, so I'm surprised I got any of those things wrong. So make sure you check out the podcast today.
It's going to be
full
of info.
Yeah, you're going to want to download it 3 days from now, and it'll be totally accurate.
Yeah.
Or go back in time.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, Josh, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and I'm going to collect my thoughts. I'm going to read up on the stories of the day, news of the day, and then we'll reconvene here in a couple minutes. Does that work?
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Lexington Rodeo rides in at the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull riding, mutton busting, steer wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th. From the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BVB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks. No games, no high pressure, just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
I'm Rob Perez, and I own Saul Good Restaurant and Pub. Well, I was looking for a full-service payroll solution, and Payroll Solutions offered that. Not only are they local, but they gave me everything I needed. For us, we knew we wanted to grow, but we couldn't grow without great partners. Payroll Solutions is the perfect partner to grow. We had a seamless transition from one store to two stores, and now the Hamburg store is flourishing because we're able to concentrate on operations, not on payroll. For me, I'm a restaurant person and I want to run restaurants. I'm not necessarily a payroll person, and Payroll Solution has done a great job of being accurate, on time, and really let me do my own business. My experience with Payroll Solution is that they're a big company that understands how to do a big job, but they're local. I feel like I can call them up, they answer on the first ring, and I appreciate the fact that they're not only big, but local.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What is this music?
Hey, you know this. You don't know this?
Was it like ZZ Top or something?
Is
it?
It's good. Come on now.
I guess I remember hearing this song over and over again when that one guy from ZZ Top was going to have a concert here. And they played this song as part, for the commercial.
Yeah.
Huh.
Was he in Richmond or was he in Corbin? Was he at Renfro Valley? What was Opera House? Okay, whatever.
Renfro Valley.
Doesn't that sound like a concert you would do at Renfro Valley, though?
And 100%, yeah.
Like, not the Opera House.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that.
It's a Renfro Valley deal, is what that is.
So the Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers, Game 5 tomorrow.
It is.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and, of course, ABC 36.
Yeah.
So what time do you expect? Because there will be a celebration tomorrow night.
Well, they've been averaging like 11:35, 11:45, so probably a little at midnight, you know, a little after midnight maybe.
Yeah, because I would think it
trophy presentation, the whole nine yards.
Locked up tomorrow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who do you think will be the MVP? Because it's not going to be Steph or Clay, right?
Producer Josh says Draymond Green. I could buy that.
I could almost even buy Sean Livingston.
Yeah.
He's actually probably been one of the more consistent guys for Golden State from
what an odd
start to finish.
Thing
I know.
To say out loud.
I know. The eighth
Sean
best player
Livingston.
On their team. Yeah.
Your NBA Finals MVP. If that tells you how the NBA Finals went this year.
I know.
No offense to Sean Livingston. Like, good basketball player.
Well, it was Iguodala last year.
Yeah. Come on.
I you know what I mean? I know.
Every time he would touch the ball and shoot a three for just like I cringe because I'm like, you do realize Steph Curry is like 10 feet to your left.
Right.
And he was wide open. Nick Iguodala would be like, I got it.
And it's funny because like I think he got it last year so much for the defense he played on LeBron. Right. But of course, through the first two games, like this year, they were showing this LeBron stats through the first two games of last year. And he was averaging like 45 points a game.
Yeah. Which isn't bad.
Right. So I kind of had forgotten about how amazing he was and how there was talk that perhaps even if Golden State won, that LeBron would still be the NBA Finals MVP. So then that made me think, how good was his defense on LeBron?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't that great.
I don't know if it was all that locked down.
It is Andre Iguodala. Not exactly like a household name.
No, when you've got Steph, Clay, and Draymond for sure. You know, everybody knows those guys, and for none of them, maybe one of them will get it, but It won't be Steph or Clay, I don't think.
It can't be, can it?
It can't be Steph.
Yeah. Maybe Clay Thompson sneaks in there like, yeah, just give it to Clay.
Yeah.
Because we can't give it to Draymond Green. Maybe that's what they say. Can we really give it to Draymond Green?
I mean, he should have been suspended and then wasn't. And
yeah, you know what? Just
be.
Give it to LeBron.
Yeah, exactly.
That whole debacle last year. We'll just give him this time around.
Also, just we feel bad for LeBron.
Yeah.
Do you?
I actually said that last night. We were like just talking about the finals. And I was like, you know, sometimes I feel bad for LeBron, but then I don't. Because
right.
I realize
I mean,
he settles for jump shots and, you know, went back to Cleveland, which was a mistake. You know, I mean, oof. You driven
well,
through Cleveland?
Well, in hindsight, it seems maybe like a mistake, but
no, I mean just
I
like
don't...
living in Cleveland versus Miami.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why I assume he kept his house in Miami. I assume that's why.
I hope so.
But, I mean, at the time, when he went back to Cleveland and then you saw that they signed Kevin Love and you everything
trying to
happened,
put the pieces around
was
him.
Was there a doubt in your mind that he would win a championship for Cleveland?
I thought they would win the East to be in the mix. And I thought this was the year.
I thought for sure that
if they didn't win this year, they don't win. This is it for him in Cleveland.
Right, and they're not going to.
Right.
But you could have probably seen that coming when Golden State became the team that won the most games in the regular season ever. But I'm just saying, 2 years ago, two and a half years ago, I definitely would have said he's going to bring a title to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, he's going back there on a mission. They're putting pieces around him.
I would have thought they're Eastern Conference champs. They're probably going to win it most of the time that group is assembled. But can they ever beat the team out of the West?
But Golden State popped up out of nowhere, I feel like,
I guess
to
I still
be just
think
this
Spurs,
great team.
I still think, you know what I mean? I don't know if I would have said, oh, yeah, LeBron's definitely going to get one. He's great. But even like Kevin, like I don't know. I was still like, that's the guy you're getting him?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm from Minnesota,
Love was
so
better
I really
back
liked
in the day.
Him.
Yeah.
As a Timberwolves fan, he was pretty much the only player we had.
Maybe that's the problem.
And that was the problem.
Love's not as good when he's trying to be
yeah.
this role player.
And it certainly wasn't like he was winning
games.
Us a bunch of yeah. games. I mean, they were still garbage.
Yeah.
He was just averaging 22 and 15 or
yeah.
whatever it was. So, I don't know. I do kind of feel bad for LeBron. And I don't want to hear the well, he's got however many million dollars. Like, I get that. His life is okay.
But
you know
to try to
saying?
Go back to the home, to, right?
But,
to, I'm going to go back
like
to Cleveland.
But I feel like his intentions were so...
I'm going to bring yeah. a title back. It's going to happen.
And now, as awesome as he is and as a physical freak, he is on the downward slope of his
yeah.
career. You know, he's not the dominant force.
Do you who could Cleveland get, in your mind, that would put that team over the top?
Dwayne Wade.
You think they could get Dwayne Wade?
No, but I think if LeBron and
Dwayne
Wade were together. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if LeBron went back to Miami next year,
they would win the East and be right there.
They'd win the East. Yeah.
They did it before.
They said they were going to win six, so
yeah.
They got another four.
Running a little low.
They got another four to go.
Yeah, you know. Six in one hand, two in the other.
Right.
Isn't that the saying?
I also just would have assumed that just as unbelievable as LeBron has been and is since day one, To think that he will only have two NBA titles, I don't know.
Are you still a Jordan guy? Do you know, like that? There's always that conversation.
Yeah.
Kobe Jordan, LeBron Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you say, you know, LeBron's not as good? What do you measure players by? Do you measure them by wins and losses, championships? What is your?
I think you have to
barometer.
Put championships in there just because. Because I think you do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how many championships does Tony Kukoc have?
Yeah.
I get that can't be everything. You know, I would say, was every team that LeBron has ever been on worlds better because he was on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every team.
Because it can't always be fair just to talk wins and losses.
It's not.
If you have nothing around you, there's only so much you can do. Now, LeBron's been on teams that he's had pieces around him where you could have been. Again, you're in the mix. You're right here in the NBA Finals.
And he said, I mean, six straight times.
Yeah.
No one's ever done that. He's also just a complete physical freak of nature, that the likes of which we may or may not ever see again.
I know Garnett, you know, there's been other guys. Kobe was before him too, but I looked at LeBron like, oh, that was kind of a kid out of high school that came
in. You've been in the LeBron era.
Yeah, that came in out of high school and instantly produced.
Instantly? You know, how long did it take for him to get Cleveland to the finals?
Well, I just mean, like, he was putting up good numbers.
No, but I know, but I mean, even as an 18-year-old, how old was he when he took Cleveland to the finals the first time?
When they got swept by the Spurs?
No. Yes. Yeah, they got swept, but they made it to the finals.
I just looked at this last night, too, and I can't remember.
And the Cavs were abysmal.
Yeah.
And they had Anderson Varejao. You know what I'm saying? Like, LeBron's been...
He did have the best hair in the league, though. Varejao.
He did? Because he still has that hair, and now it's garbage. I can't take it.
Just gets run down.
I cannot take it.
He needs to keep it up.
It's like Sideshow Bob.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was his inspiration.
Is that what his name is? Sideshow?
Yeah. On The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sideshow Bob.
Yeah. That's what he looks like. All right. We're going to talk about the Bluegrass Boys coming up with their general manager, the GM.
Who knew? I can't wait to talk to Mark. Mark Krebs. Cannot wait to talk to him.
He's all grown up, and he's all grown up.
Yeah. This is going to be exciting.
So we'll talk to Mark Krebs coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpas today at 800-956-7088 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7088. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7088 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. If you want to get in and chat with us this morning, the number is 381-1313, 381-1313, or you can tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex, at Alex Risen, or at MJP18. We are going to get the general manager of the Bluegrass Boys, the GM, Mark Krebs, the former Wildcat.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah, he's already a GM of a team.
I know.
This is awesome. Fast. I'm so excited to kind of see how this all plays out because I do think it's a super cool idea.
Yeah.
But to get the details, let's talk to Mark. Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning, Mark. Hello?
Mark.
Now try it because Josh just turned on your microphone.
Okay. There he is. There's that beautiful laugh.
That's
Josh is like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's
I don't know what's wrong.
It's 99 times out of 100, it's his fault. Like, it's not technical difficulties. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mark.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
So tell me kind of like the impetus of this. How did this all come about and get started?
Well, over the last couple of years, I've sort of heard about this tournament. It is it was a big deal. It was $500,000 winner take all 2 years ago. Last year was $1 million. And then this year was $2 million, and they were really pushing it on social media. So you kind of see it. And then apparently they reached out to Kentucky and were like, we would like to get an alumni team together. And so then that chatter started. And then it was about, you know, who will do it. And so I sort of started talking with some of the guys in the program and just some of the players. And so it kind of spawned that way. And then I basically just took it on. I said, I'll connect some of the dots. I was there for Tubby Gillespie and Coach Cal. So it was kind of like, I was there for quite a bit. So I thought I'd have access to a number of players. And so I would just be able to see if it was an idea. And like within the first week, we were kind of behind the eight ball a little bit because we got started late as far as the voting goes and getting a team together. But that first week we jumped in, Ramel Bradley jumped on board and so did Marcus Teague. And so from there, it just kind of, it grew. I mean, it became a big deal. People started caring about it. And then you start, you know, going on shows like this and then people learn what it's all about. And then it's kind of taken a life of its own. We're excited. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but we're hoping to go there and have a chance to win it.
So there's 64 teams that are going to get voted into this tournament, right?
64. Here's the crazy part. Out of like almost 2,000 teams apply and
they
put a team in, there's no entry fee. You have to get enough votes. That's the deal. And that's why alumni teams typically do really well because they have that built-in fan base. So,
and Kentucky especially. Like, you know how we do.
Exactly. That's what was so crazy is that, you know, I was told how to play this thing. I watched, you know, some of these teams start, you know, revealing themselves. And what was funny is you have a team that kind of comes out and puts all 11 players in front of him and say, this is our team. The problem is once you put the roster together, you can cut people if you want to, but you can't add to that position. So between April and June, you form a team. But once June to July hits, when a lot of guys are in town from overseas, when you can really get some guys you know you could probably get if you could sit down in front of them, now you can't even add players. So we try to do it very slowly. And what Kentucky did was we had enough votes. I think we were second in voting out of everyone, out of all 2,000 entries. We were second in voting. And we didn't have a full roster until 10 minutes before the deadline because I didn't want to, you know, put too many players on there and not be able to add here in this month, which I think is going to be huge.
So you can you still add somebody late? Because I saw this whole ringer thing. You know, I'm like on the website clicking around. What's the ringer deal and how many positions then could you potentially add before you guys play?
Okay, so I can add three more before our first game,
and
then I can add one more between round of 32, essentially, and then 16. So that first and second weekend, you're allowed to add a ringer to close out the last four games because we got over 2,000.
So
ringer, yeah, go ahead.
So with John Wall and Anthony Davis pulling out of the USA Olympics, should we read anything into that?
I mean, you know what I would like? If you guys reached out to them and just tell them that we are really interested. I mean, I've already mentioned how interested I am in having them on our team. if you guys could do it, I think it would go a long way.
Well, you know, Anthony is missing out on that $4 million because the whole not making at least a third team all-star whatever junk, you know. So he could use a little extra coin, I guess, to make up for that losing out on the bonus, man.
Well, we could try to make it worth his while if he wanted to play.
Have you talked about how the money would be split if you all win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much have. We have a base level just because, you know, here's the deal. We're at eight players right now. we're allowed to add three. So if we end up with 11 plus a ringer, everyone's going to get, you know, a little over $100,000 probably. But, you know, if there's guys that can only play one weekend, they can't play, you know, any other weekends, we'll just negotiate it then. But everyone's going to make, we have a base level, and then how much people contribute, if they can be there all six games, if they come and do some of the pre-tournament stuff that they're requiring. I mean, obviously, they get a little bit more than someone who's coming for just one of the weekends. So we'll discuss it then. But, yeah, I mean, we've all been given, you know, a base level of what everyone's getting. Like, the coaches get a certain amount. I'm pretty much at zero right now, so we'll see how much I have to give some of these players to jump on board at the very end. So.
You are learning the GM world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't care. I honestly thought it was a great idea just to start something that we could maybe turn into, like, you know, a week before the first round, even next year, and start doing a tour around Kentucky, almost like a barnstorming tour,
yeah,
and really start blowing this thing up to where it's more of a reunion as opposed to just, you know, a tournament we're trying to win or anything like that. I mean, obviously you're trying to win when you're playing in it, but just win or lose, if we could, you know, put something together to kind of keep guys in the public eye in Kentucky, I think it goes a long way. You got guys like Kevin Galloway, who oversees everything close to a triple-double, and everyone forgets. They're like, man, he was pretty good. He didn't stay around for Cal. So he kind of, like, you lose sight of some of these guys. So it's nice to get them back in the eye.
Right, and you've got Derek Jasper now signed on as an assistant coach. He's another one of those guys that I think, you know, we all saw all this potential in, and then he got hurt, and
right,
it went south.
Right, and he's another brilliant, like, as far as a guy that's, like, perfect for what we're trying to do. He's got a website now that because he's been breaking down film for Texas Tech and all these other teams, he's actually collecting a bunch of film and plays, putting them online, and then coaches pay a subscription. And it's unbelievable. If you really, I mean, he'll come on. I guarantee you one of these weeks he wants to come on and just tell you what he's been up to. But talk about a guy who's a basketball mind, who really wants to do this thing and has a story to tell about what he's been up to. I mean, those are exactly what we're looking for. What's Ramel Bradley been doing? Joe Crawford. So it's going to be interesting.
Ramel has always been one of those guys that, like, you never forget about him because his personality was so huge.
Oh, he's the first person I went to. Yeah. He's been killing it in Israel. The guy, you know, you call him, he gets back to you within, like, you know, 5 minutes, and he's like, yeah, whatever you need, man, I'm in. So
I actually have a Ramel Bradley signed CD.
I was going to say, is he still, you know, is he dabbling?
Ross Smooth.
Dude, yeah. Ross Smooth, he put a video online on Facebook. It was awesome. I'm not sure if it was a music video or not. But it was.
Oh, I know he did a music video through the streets of Lexington. Yeah, it was awesome. It was great. So kind of talk, Mark, how Shane Bohannon worked his way onto this thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I got a lot of flack for that, but I'll take it. I'll take it on the chin. I don't mind. So what happened is, you know, we had seven players, which is totally enough to be eligible, enough to get in the tournament. But if you get to eight, like I said, you're allowed to add three. You're not really allowed to leave, you know, pull anybody off. And so when I was looking at the roster, I was trying to find a guy that could fit in. I mean, if we have a guy, we don't have a guy, it doesn't really matter because we're adding three regardless, whether we get to 11 or 10 players on the roster. It's kind of a numbers game. But I said, who can we ask? And I literally went through every big man that Coach Cal, even through Gillespie, and figured out who was available to play. And I got all the way down to, like, Daniel Orton was there, except he's not getting in until, like, August 5th from China. He's playing over in China. So I went through every guy that at Kentucky-oriented, and then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a number for the guys in the Dominican Republic because Coach Cal coached them. I'll see if, you know, if anyone down there that Coach Cal's coached, at least it's a connection.
Right.
And by talking to agents down there, by talking to some of the managers, I got hooked up with Shane's agent, and so I contacted him, and we contacted each other, basically got back and forth, and he was like, he really wants to play with you guys. So I was like, I'd love to have him. He would be the exact, you know, position player type we need. So I was like, if he gets me a video in the next hour, you know, I'd love to put him on there. And darn it, he got the video to me. We put him up online, and man, the firestorm started. But we're happy to have him. He's happy to be a part of it. And I'm not a, you know, in these next couple weeks, we may release another guy. I know we're trying to get Joe Crawford's brother, Jordan Crawford, who played at Indiana,
yeah,
at Xavier, played for the Celtics. Now he's overseas, just doing a really good job in China. He's a guy that we'd love to have, even though he's not Kentucky. I'm running out of options for guys who, you know, they say they want to play, but then they're like, you know, my schedule's not really working out. So we want to field a team, and at this point, we'd love to put a team in it that can really, you know, win it. So
So we're trying to get bodies. So, I mean, I'm not opposed to getting one or two guys. I want it, the majority to be Kentucky guys, obviously. But at this point, if we had one or two, I'm not too worried.
Are there any other, you know, kind of major basketball schools that are putting together alumni as well?
Oh, yeah, our bracket. I mean, go to Chicago. It's going to be insane. We got our bracket alone, or our side of the our region is the Midwest region. In ours, we have the Kansas State 2012 team that went pretty far. They had a really good squad then with Curtis Poulin. You had a bunch of guys. So they're all putting a team in. You have the Michigan State alumni team. They're putting a team in. I believe Notre Dame, Syracuse, Gonzaga. I mean, they're probably out of the 64 teams in it. I want to say that at least 20 of them are, you know, alumni-esque teams.
I'm assuming there's no U of L team.
There is no U of L team. That's what's so funny is that if Russ Smith became available, I would absolutely love to have Russ Smith. But apparently he joined a squad that I think they're in the tournament. So he's kind of bouncing around as well trying to figure out what to do. So he's already in the tournament. Yeah, but no U of L flavor at all. So
I would have taken Russ Smith on this team.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. Yeah, I mean, I love watching Russ. Yeah.
Right. Like I said, I mean – I'm not opposed. If the guy opens up, I mean, there's a couple guys on my mind right now that Kentucky guys come first. If they want to play, they're absolutely involved. But at this point, we're running out of time, and you can't really negotiate, you know, scheduling because the scheduling's set to where it is. So.
Well, my schedule's wide open, and I'm from Kentucky, Mark. So, I mean, here I am. No.
Are you a sharp shooter? You more of a?
Yeah, sure.
That's a
sharp shooter. Yeah, that's.
So what?
Also, I got to be honest. Derek Anderson has been huge as far as, you know, it's not just me making all these decisions. I mean, I put it in front of Perry Stevenson, Derek Anderson, who's coaching us. Just guys, I put it in front of them. I say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And they are awesome as far as, you know, sign them up, put them on.
So you guys are already in because of the votes, right? But do you still want people to go and vote?
You know what? We want people just to get involved because we would love to have a full arena. I mean, we would love to have that Kentucky. Crazy home court advantage thing. But, yeah, I mean, if they vote, great. But I think the incentive for them to vote is already passed. So the guys that voted, we appreciate it. They did a great job. I mean, it was awesome. We were second in voting out of everyone, and we didn't even have a full team until 10 minutes before the deadline. So they did a great job. They got us a ringer. And now if they come to the games and just support us, I mean, we're going to be going throughout Lexington and Louisville, and we'll have a schedule for that here soon. But, yeah, we're just going to try to make this thing as big and fun as possible. So we love their support.
And some of the games will be, or most of the games will be on ESPN or ESPN2, isn't that right? Yeah.
That's right. ESPN, we got our first rounds in Chicago. The second weekend, which would be like the 22nd and 20 through the 24th, is in Philadelphia. If we win there, we go to the finals, which are all in New York City.
Okay. Well, you know there's big alumni groups, obviously, from UK and Chicago and Philly, I'm sure, NYC. So, yeah, there should be plenty of blue there to support the Bluegrass Boys for the tournament.
Blue flavor, that's right. We're reaching out to all of them. We're excited. I mean, like I said, this is the first year. I know next year is going to be a little bit more crisp, so to speak. But this year, I think we've thrown something pretty awesome together. And I'm hoping we finish strong, get three or four more guys that can really help and go and try to win this thing.
I mean, I think it's so cool. I think it will be so fun to watch. When is the first weekend of the actual tournament?
July 16th and 17th. Our first game is the 16th. I'm trying to assemble all of the team in Lexington around the 10th or 9th just so we get some practice in, meet everybody, go and do some signings and meet some people around the city. And I don't know, like I said, just make a whole week out of it and start it now. As many people that can get there, we'd love to have them.
That's awesome.
Good deal, Mark.
Mark Krebs, the general manager of the Bluegrass Boys. We're going to be looking forward to watching this because it's a lot of guys on the team that I think are near and dear to people's hearts. One, you know, you always kind of wonder what's going on with them, and you never kind of think you're going to get to see them play again. But this will be a very cool thing, and we wish you the best, and we're going to catch up with you just before the tournament starts, if that's okay.
Hey, absolutely. You let me know when you need me on, and I'll be there.
Thank you, Mark.
See you, Mark.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, that was Mark Krebs, the former Wildcat and current GM of the Bluegrass Boys. This will be fun.
Yeah.
This will be
Shigar
cool.
Lean, Eric Daniels. He mentioned Ramel and Joe Crawford.
Shane Bohannon, Marcus Perry team. Stevenson.
Little Shane Bohannon, because there's no U of L team, because, you know, why would they put one together, right?
I saw when we were talking about Perry Stevenson a couple weeks ago joining this team, one of my very favorite post-game lines ever after they had played in Memorial Coliseum.
Okay.
NIT. Perry had like a thunderous dunk.
I remember that dunk very well.
And after the game, Patrick Patterson said Perry was flexing his bones. Because remember when he flexed his muscle, and you know, of course, like he's just so rail thin.
Yeah.
He's flexing his bones.
Couldn't put a lot. Yeah, dude was in shape. You just couldn't. I know. Nothing was going on.
I know. I love it. This is going to be fun. 381-1313 if you want to jump on and talk about whatever you want to talk about this morning here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We will be right back.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot Packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR Irons, FootJoy Shoes, gift cards, and more. And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Bad drugs? Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Getting ready for the Lexington Rodeo June 17th and 18th at the Kentucky Horse Park is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Lexington. Dean Hammond from the Rotary Club is with us. What's the mission of the Rotary Club?
Service above self. And the primary purpose of Rotary is do good in the world, and we do it all around the globe. There are 35,000 Rotary Clubs in the world right now, 1.2 million of
How
us.
Did you get the PRCA rating?
To be a professional rodeo with PRCA, you have to meet some requirements and have the right purses and be in a region where there is no other professional rodeo at the time. To be part of PRCA is to be at the top realm of rodeo.
Dean, if you could be in the rodeo, what would you like to do?
Tie down roping or one of those type. I'm not a real bull rider or a bronc rider or anything like that. Maybe when I was 20, I might have taken a shot at it, but I wouldn't do it now.
Get your tickets now for the Lexington Rodeo at lexingtonrodeo.org and use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount. The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, a PRCA sanctioned event. June 17th and 18th for the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So the Belmont was yesterday. I don't know if you got a chance to see the race. You were probably watching vows being exchanged.
We did still see it.
You did see it?
What a finish.
I mean, if you're not going to have the rematch between Exaggerated and Nyquist, you're not going to have a Triple Crown or anything on the line, you might as well have a good race. And it was that.
And make Todd Trupp correct. Because he said Gettysburg's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Windstar threw him in as the carrot for the rabbit.
Yeah.
You know, Crater's going to come on late, but Gettysburg's the pace setter, and he was, and then he nailed it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic finish.
Yeah, you literally can't get any closer than that.
Yeah, so Creator, the winner of the Belmont, so we had three different Triple Crown winning horses this year, which is almost an anomaly because we've had so many Derby and Preakness winners over the last decade. You know, that when the first two legs where that Triple Crown has been on the line so many times.
Or Preakness Belmont or point given, lost Derby, but won Preakness Belmont.
Yes.
Gary Stevens.
But we've had Smarty Jones won the first two.
A lot of them have won.
I'll have another.
Derby and Preakness.
So, yeah, but it was a great finish to the race. Creator, the Belmont.
Steve Asmussen, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
At least he got one leg of the Triple Crown.
Do you like him?
I guess that puts
that's a loaded puts question.
Puts it out there, hey, at least he got one. Do you like him? Uh oh.
I don't know. I mean, he
guess
kinda,
you don't.
Yeah, he kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Well, you know
bit,
what?
But
this past year, like pre-Derby, and then when I was filling in for you, Dan had, you know.
Yeah, you guys had him on.
We had him on. And he seemed totally different.
Yeah, Dan said he just laughed. Literally walked up to him at Keelan and was like, "Will you come on the show?" And he was like, "Sure."
I couldn't imagine that happening. I've seen him smile as much as he has in the past year. And, you know, because he would be off to the side and he would joke and still talk to maybe some other trainers or, you know, just kind of shooting the crap with whoever's over there. But when he was with the media, it was always very short.
Mm-hmm.
And not usually a happy guy and not really smiling and laughing. And this time, I mean, we were on the backside all week and he's cutting up and like, what, is this the same guy? Like, yeah. What's wrong with you?
Well, I know Dan loved great. Creator in the Derby, I think kind of because he had done a story on the farm and then because Asmussen was on the show and stuff. And so
Dan, he was high on him. He was a big...
Yeah.
Asmussen was... I don't know. I guess he's usually not one to really spout all. I mean, he's not a trash talker, you know. He's usually kind of even keel when it comes to talking about his horses, and he was big on Creator.
And you can have a bad run in the Derby and not be a bad horse because it's just the way that the 20-horse field like that shakes out. It's just hard. And obviously Creator is a good horse to get that distance. And maybe it just was the distance.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
He'll never run a mile and a half again, but.
No. Nor probably should he.
Yeah. No.
But it was an exciting race. One other thing I wanted to get your thoughts on this weekend was Javon Shelby.
Yeah.
So the UK third baseman, one of two minor leaguers.
That tested positive.
Yeah. So he got hit for Adderall.
Yes.
Which is an ADHD drug, but can also help your focus. And it's
under the list.
It's on the list. So what do you make of that?
I don't know exactly where, you know, real experts thought he was supposed to go, but he went 142 right after Zach Brown. And then Kyle Cody and Dustin Beggs, the other two UK guys that got drafted in the MLB draft. So... Kyle Cody fell from the second round all the way down to, or the third round, I think, from the Twins.
From last year, right?
Your Minnesota Twins.
Yeah. You just hate those scenarios because you always kind of want these guys to return to college. And even if it's, you know, no matter what the sport is. I think Alex Poythress, I think we can all agree that he not leaving after his freshman year has probably cost him a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So you hate to look back and say, oh, you shouldn't have stayed in school, but, you know, maybe he...
And Shelby's such a good kid.
Yeah. From a great family.
Great family.
And they're, you know, you never know, like, what's going on, what the reason is behind it or what, you know, there's always a story to it, but, you know, that probably ends up being something that sticks with him throughout.
It could be one of those... It's at least a flag, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's that there is something there. So you have to perform. Because if you don't go out there and perform and, you know, stay clean the rest of the way now.
It's not worth the risk.
It's not worth the risk. We'll take the other guy.
Yeah.
But if you go out there and you do what you're capable of, and it was an honest mistake, you know, maybe he's taking Adderall for finals or something. I don't know how long that stays in your system and any of that stuff. Maybe there's, you know. I know a lot of kids take it around finals and stuff, or that's what they wanted. Maybe there was a legitimate, I made a bad mistake, you know, and I'm not going to do it again. I promise you, I want to play baseball.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that it affected his draft status too much.
I don't know. I think that's about where people thought he would go.
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't like he slid 10 rounds or anything.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, you feel bad because he's such a good kid and such a great family, but it will be something, I think, that sticks with him throughout his career, but we still wish him the best of luck. All right, 1 hour in the books. We got the 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock hour, and we'd love to hear from you, 381-1313, or you can tweet the show at ESPN Radio Lex, at MJP18, or at Alex Risen. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a few on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Spring into summer the right way at MLS Power Sports with a new Arctic Cat, Altera, Prowler, HDX, or Wildcat. Come visit MLS Power Sports in Georgetown today for the best selection. Now through June 30th, get rebates up to $3,000 and financing as low as 1.9% on a great selection of brand new non-current models. They've also got amazing deals on 2016 and 17s, including financing as low as 2.9%, along with rebates up to $500 plus a two-year warranty. That's a $1,549 value.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt and approved helmet, eye protection, and protected clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a driver's license and that all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Savings vary by model purchase and dealer participation. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
Come in and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
It's Uncle Ted! Friday, August 19th, Ted Nugent's coming to the Eastern Kentucky Exposition Center. Tickets available at the Appalachian Wireless Box Office or at Ticketmaster.com. In addition to buying a ticket, get the Danger Zone package available with a VIP meet and greet. Take a picture with Ted and get his autograph. Uncle Ted, bringing his Sonic Baptism Tour to the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center, August 19th. Call or stop by the Appalachian Wireless Box Office or go online at Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets now.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Idle Hour Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
On the ESPN Radio app and the SEC Network. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, the Undefeated's Mark Spears reports there's growing concern among the Warriors that Draymond Green could be suspended for Game 5 of the NBA Finals tomorrow versus the Cavaliers. The league is reviewing Friday's incident involving Green and Cleveland's LeBron James. Could announce a decision today. A flagrant foul 1 would be an automatic suspension for Game 5 for Green. A flagrant foul 2 would force Green to miss Games 5 and 6. Green was assessed a flagrant foul in fine for kicking Oklahoma City's Stephen Adams in the West Finals. Golden State can win its second straight title with a victory tomorrow, 8 Eastern, ABC and ESPN Radio. Sidney Crosby and the Penguins have a chance to claim the fourth Stanley Cup in franchise history when they visit the Sharks in Game 6 of the final tonight. Pittsburgh up 3-2. The Pens' 3 previous Stanley Cups all clinched on the road. Baseball, after Adrian Gonzalez led off the top of the 10th with a go-ahead home run, the Giants strung together 4 straight hits in the bottom of the inning, capped off by Buster Posey's walk-off single. The 5-4 victory over the Dodgers marked the second time in 5 weeks the Giants won a game after falling behind in extras. The teams face off on Sunday Night Baseball, 8 Eastern, ESPN Radio and ESPN. Ian Kinsler homer drove in 5 runs. Tiger snapped the Yankees' 5-game winning streak 6-1. Rangers righty Yu Darvish will not make tomorrow's scheduled start because of neck and shoulder tightness. The U.S. beat Paraguay 1-0, advanced to the Copa America quarterfinals. Creator won the Belmont. Golf, Daniel Berger leads the St. Jude Classic. Phil Mickelson's 3 shots back. Joey Logano on the pole for the Sprint Cup race in Michigan.
It's a National League Central battle as Matt Carpenter and the Cardinals head to Pittsburgh to face Andrew McCutchen and the Pirates today at 4 Eastern on ESPN Radio, presented by Harley Davidson.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
The Lexington Rodeo rides in at the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull riding, mutton busting, steer wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th, from the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN. Sports Radio 1300.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. Aramark.
Aramark, a world leader in providing professional services, is now accepting applications for accounts receivable specialists, customer service representatives, and cash application specialists at their Shared Services Center located in Lexington, Kentucky. Aramark offers excellent benefits, paid time off, and more.
Visit aramark.com/careers to learn more. Aramark. We enrich and nourish lives every day. A background check is required for these positions. Aramark is an equal opportunity employer.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. Five flat screens and now eight new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at princecuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUTS. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for Prince.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees, and the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit forthepeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
We got Alex Risen from ABC 36 in the house this weekend. Dan is on vacation, so thanks for joining us for hour number two of the Dan and Mary Jo Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You can get in on the phone lines, 381-1313, or tweet the show. Of course, you can always download the podcast after the show. I recommend maybe not doing it today. We still got information out there. No, we did. We got some info out there.
It just took me a second to remember that Scott County lost baseball because I was so, I was like, well, Mary Jo clearly knows what's going on this morning.
Right.
So Scott County must have won baseball, and I don't remember really seeing it. No, I do.
Yeah, I do, and they didn't happen. They lost.
That's okay.
Yeah, and then the NBA Finals. I kind of screwed
Monday
that
night.
Up, too. Monday night. Tomorrow night. We're just watching ESPN, and they're doing a live shot from what they said was Oakland, California. But their reporter was just on someone's back deck in, like, a subdivision.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And like you said, she threw the sweater over whatever she was wearing.
She had, like, a cardigan sweater on in Oakland.
I think that there's, like, an app
Because it's probably,
now.
What, like, 3 a.m. there or something like that. I know it's not a 7-hour time
difference. Yeah.
I know that, but it's still early, right?
They were like, hey, you need to go down to Oracle. No, I'm not going to Oracle.
Yeah. not at 5 a.m.
Not happening.
Yes.
I can do the shot on the deck or nothing. Take your pick.
We'll take the deck.
We'll take the deck. It was a nice subdivision.
Yeah, it was.
You know? I was like, man, what are they?
Probably good little area, good school districts.
Yeah. Good school districts. Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah.
But seriously, it was bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear any of the audio, but I would have believed nothing that she said.
Right. I mean, was just not.
No credibility on the back.
Not.
I think I saw.
The backdrop of.
And it said live, but I don't know, because it looked like maybe there was a grill. Maybe it's left over from like Memorial Day. I don't know what's going on. It's like, is that burgers and hot dogs grilling out on the back?
Like, listen, why don't you just wrap up the fun? We already know they're going to win tonight. Why don't you just
wrap it up?
Yeah, do this live shot of how they won.
Yeah, we'll record it. Play it later. Call it live.
How many times do you wish you could have done that? Because in my career, it was a lot.
See,
like
here's,
going live when I wish we could have taped
it. For the sake
it.
Of going live, yeah. See, the beauty, I will say this. I don't go live a lot just to go live. Especially for NCAA tournament stuff. That's all, because you know the rules. Like, you can't go live inside the building at any time during, you know, blah, blah, and it's
you
all.
You can't show highlights.
You can't show the highlights at certain times. So, but you could tape the stuff. So I would go, like, right outside the locker room, wait for somebody from UK to come out. Usually Marcus Lee, give him a poke, you know, like, hey, Marcus, come outside. And then make it look really cool, like, hey, Kentucky's, you know. Getting ready to head out here to the practice floor. And we would tape it because we know when it airs. But if you're doing it live, it's just you're in front of that concrete building.
Yeah.
Depending upon where they put the live trucks or whatever, you know, it's like, I'll just tape it.
Speaking of which, not a huge surprise, Marcus Lee looks to be official to California now.
Which is the original report, but I think he went to, Washington, took a couple of their visits on the West Coast.
Yeah. But
it'll be a good fit for him.
It will be. So that when he chose Kentucky, it was over Cal.
Yeah.
California.
Yeah.
He chose Cal over Cal.
Cal over Cal.
I do think that's, you know, going to be a good fit for him. I'm still a little, I kind of wish he would have stayed.
I hate seeing him go just because I like him as a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was just a good guy.
Yeah. And I do think what his role will be at the next level is what his role would be here next year.
But I understand, I mean, it was almost option C, right? Because his brother had talked to Kyle Tucker when he was at Courier Journal and said, hey, there's no way he's transferring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's either staying in the draft and turning pro.
Or going back to Kentucky.
Or he's going back to Kentucky. And then all of a sudden it kind of developed that day. Oh, there is another option and he's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was surprised.
That's weird.
I was surprised by it. And I know at the time a lot of people thought, well, no, we can make the Marcus Bolden thing work. But, you know, that didn't really have anything to do with it, I guess.
I still hold for Bolden that when the kid doesn't know how to say the name of the school that he's going to, I don't know if he's really, really good at basketball. Like, I don't know.
But like you said yesterday, somehow the guys that Cal misses on,
they don't
really end up biting Kentucky.
And they're not incredibly successful at the other places they go.
Yeah. I would say Duke probably is the only other place that has really kind of started to master the one-and-done thing. Although Coach K never gets any heat for it.
I can't imagine any UK fan saying, man, you know, I really, really wish we would have had Ben Simmons. I was just so upset that we didn't get him because he was just such a good player and a good – I don't know if Ben Simmons fits with what happens at Kentucky.
No.
I don't think fans would have liked him. I know, obviously, it's hard to imagine because I don't like him. He played at LSU. I hated watching him play that. But I just don't feel like he fits in anyway.
No, I don't think he would have. And, I'm a firm believer in whatever people want to say. Those guys do go to class. Ben Simmons did not.
No, he didn't.
And, you know, there was probably apparent that he just wasn't. You know, there's some things that go into Kentucky that when Cal says it's not for everybody, it's not for everybody.
Yeah. There are some non-negotiables.
Yeah. And it wasn't for him. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay. I'm totally okay with that.
So who do you see as your starting five next year? Who do you think
it
is?
Ooh. That's always a fun game to play. You have the Bam injury, supposedly minor, right? There's no major issue there. I think he's definitely a starter.
Definitely.
And I like Briscoe in the starting lineup since he's coming back. I don't feel like you could look at Isaiah as Cal, because he did say, almost like he did with Tyler Ulis, he said, I talked to Isaiah, and we talked about getting the guys together. And he said the same thing about Tyler last year. I've called Tyler, let's get your guys together. Like, let's start, you know, just play some basketball and get after it. So I like Briscoe, Bam.
De'Aaron Fox, certainly.
Got to go De'Aaron
book.
Fox. Do you go Derek Willis? Do you put Derek Willis in the starting lineup?
I don't know that I do.
Or do you go Winion Gabriel?
Yeah, I mean, and Sasha.
Yeah.
Gabriel,
Bam, Sasha, De'Aaron, and Isaiah.
And Malik Monk off the bench.
That gives you know what I mean? That way, I just don't feel like you can bring Briscoe off the bench. Maybe, what do we know?
I know. By the way, there is now a little 15-second teaser, trailer of
that.
The Cal 30 for 30.
And it was great.
And it will get you all great. Sorts of jacked up. Where he says, haters gonna hate because we come to your town and we beat
it's your team.
That's amazing.
He is.
Yeah.
I have no problem saying he is the best coach. Like, if you're in the media, he is your dream.
Dream.
Dream. He is the most exciting, fun coach, like at any program. In my, it's amplified at Kentucky, obviously, and he can put them into the news cycle. But if he was at any program, I still think he would command attention.
I think he did at Memphis.
Yeah.
And Memphis, I mean, right? I mean,
yeah.
Was there anyone Memphis. Paying attention to Memphis basketball before he got there?
No.
No. And really, since he left?
No.
You know, I mean, he's that kind of a person.
He's just, he gets it. He gets it. He is a master of marketing. He's a true PR genius.
Yeah.
He knows how to, you know, work the system a little bit. I mean, what other program would have their Bahamas tour every game on television? That was crazy. I remember, I mean, that was absurd that they had.
Remember when they went to Canada?
Every game on television.
Like,
they played Windsor.
In a desolate, like, Canadian remote village. They're like,
remote village.
That's what it was like.
It was across from Detroit.
It was like an Inuit. like an
Wait, it was just out in Newfoundland? Yeah. Just out somewhere.
Where it was 24 hours of darkness. Oh, it was just across from Detroit. I forgot. I didn't know.
Which is getting close now, right?
Oh my God.
To going back to darkness.
Ooh.
Ugh.
That is a tough place.
Didn't Canada try to, like, get after the United States for the smog and the pollution that was coming over from Detroit?
Oh, probably.
Because of the way that the wind was, and, like, everything was getting carried across to Canada.
Oh, probably. It's probably not good stuff.
Be like, look, I can't control the wind. Sorry.
Yeah, probably not good stuff coming from Detroit.
You know, sounds like a you problem. It's not a me problem.
All right, 3-1-13-13. Who's your starting lineup? Who do you want to see in there? Or any other, like, silly question we can come up with for summer sports talk radio?
Yeah.
Where there's like,
what's your starting lineup?
What do you think the football team's record's going to be this year? We can talk about that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
The great George Foreman.
What made you say, I'm going to start smiling, I'm going to be as loud as Ali? When he got quiet, it seemed like you got louder. Did you learn from him?
He beat the devil out of me. That's what it is.
This is a crazy. He hit you so hard, you named five of your kids the same name, huh?
Yeah, you let Muhammad Ali hit you and see how many names you can come up with.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 1-800-554-8809. That's 1-800-554-8809. 1-800-554-8809. Or go to web.com/radio.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
I'm Frank X. Walker.
I'm Dr. Everett McCorvey.
I'm Louis Bickett.
We are Creative Lexington.
Creative Lexington is dedicated to sharing the stories of Lexington's creatives. Through snapshot bios, the Positive Change Lex Initiative, and other storytelling projects, Creative Lexington is investing in the things that make Lexington an amazing place to live, work, and create. See how to get involved at creativelexington.com.
Please join the Bimschlecker family on Saturday, June 18th at Connemara Golf Course in Nicholasville for the 5th annual Around to Remember Golf Classic benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. Registration will begin at 10:30 a.m. with a shotgun start at noon. Registration is $400 for a foursome team and $100 for an individual golfer. You'll have a chance to win a new car in the hole-in-one contest, silent auction raffle prizes, and crystal awards for the top three teams. Registration is open at alz.org/kyin or by calling 859-266-5283.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So I don't know if you saw this, Alex. Mark Stoops had a
Probably
a,
not,
a
since
column.
I haven't seen it.
Or not Mark Stoops, Mark Story. God.
We're rolling.
Oh, Lord. Mark Story from the Herald Leader had a column about Mark Stoops and the one game that he must absolutely, under no circumstances, can he afford to lose.
Yeah. Southern Miss, right?
Southern Miss.
Which is interesting because, again, last night, wedding, mm-hmm. you know, guys are just out there talking and we happen to mention you cannot lose Southern Miss and Shannon Dawson. Can't do it.
And that's a good team. Or at least they were last year. I mean, I don't know what their
well, you know how Vegas works.
Stuff
and
is.
Because I talked about, I said, it's like 7.5 points, I think. I think it's 7. I'm sure it's 7.5. It's Vegas. Yeah. You never get 7.
Yeah.
7.5. And so UK's only a 7.5 point favorite over Southern Miss in the opener, ESPNU.
At Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but that's based a lot on last year because you don't know until you kick off a ball. Like, what are we really basing off of other than guys come back and who, you know.
But I think even as fans who watched all of last season, you can still say, I don't know what we got.
I'm still not sold that Drew Barker's your guy.
Right. I mean, I don't know what we've got. I don't know what to expect from this team.
Too many coaches, high school coaches, that are just out and about. Some of them are, you know, they go to the spring game, they're at practices and that stuff. And almost every single one of them from around this area has said, I think Steven Jackson's your guy.
But then, you know, you look at the...
But I don't know. What does that type of stuff do for recruiting when you recruit a Barker? And that's like...
Listen, I mean, at the end of the day, what's going to help recruiting the most is
games.
If you win a bunch of games. So if Steven Jackson were to win you, or Johnson were to win you a bunch of games...
Steven Johnson.
Then... Yeah, then that helps recruiting more than anything, right? But, I mean, we watched the spring game. Like, I know he was so raw at that time, and you want him to put on weight. His feet looked great. I don't know that his arm did.
I always go back and think of the mobile quarterbacks that have killed Kentucky, and I know that they're more polished, they're different, but it's just like, man, maybe a change of pace is just necessary.
But the mobile quarterbacks that we've had here
are
not. Ben,
maybe you can at least have some packages for him.
I know, and even that just doesn't seem to work. Yeah. It just hasn't worked here.
Nothing has worked.
Right. I'm just like,
it boils down to
yeah.
the fact that nothing works here. Yeah.
Rich Brooks works here. Like,
yeah, he did.
Just bring him back.
He was just chilling.
Well, he was, he was in for the Governor's Cup.
Yeah. Well, I was
luncheon.
Like, what are you doing? Why'd you ever leave? Just stay here.
I know.
But I know.
But he's living the dream right now.
Yeah. No one does retirement like Rich Brooks does retirement.
He's amazing.
He golfs and fishes more than anyone.
Travels. It's perfect. Grows tomatoes. Ugh. It's perfect. But I'm so unsure of what type of product we will see on the field.
Yeah.
And like I don't have some gigantic confidence level heading into that opener. And even though all through fall camp, I'm sure we'll hear things that sound really great, but that will be no different than any other year. You know, there's always optimism in the fall and in the spring and all that. But gosh, I know this is a pivotal year for Stoops. You can see them. You can see a way to 6 wins for sure. You can also see a way to 4.
We hear a lot about the schedule. I know a lot of people said, the schedule's brutal. And I think, when you look at it, it's tough. But
it's going to be brutal every year.
It's going to be brutal every year. And I think it's still just so disappointing because you had Florida on the ropes here last year.
2 years in a row.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But to not get some of those wins, the Auburn game, when you were right there on a Thursday night, and it just doesn't happen. The Louisville game, just a total falling apart at the seams.
Vandy. That's the worst one for me.
I mean, that was brutal. You're right there with the exception of what were you thinking?
Yes.
Like, what was happening? And no one can still answer other than the fact that we didn't see it.
Sometimes you just have to, I think, be like, that's Kentucky football. And can it be not that? I don't know if it can be not that. I think there's like a year or two anomalies that where they can have.
I agree.
Throw some good teams
to
out there.
Honest,
but I just,
I agree.
Because it's just to constantly say, the schedule, like, the schedule's always going to be brutal.
Or we're building, or we need a new coach.
And every schedule in the SEC is brutal. There's always been, just this huge knock about the facilities being, lagging so far behind. Now they can't really fall back on that anymore, though.
I think you can only have your facility so nice, and even if fans are excited, when Stoops first came in, fans were excited. I mean, people were in the stands. People were at his introductory press conference. There was buzz. There was a lot of buzz.
Oh, yeah. There was 50,000 people at the spring game.
I forgot. I remember now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I remember standing on the sidelines saying, there are more people here than there were in the last 3 home games last year.
Yes. And people are dying for it.
They want it so badly to be successful, but at the same time, they're not willing to stay in for the long haul when it's because you want to see the change. And that's why if Stoops doesn't, I feel like you have to at least win the 5 again. You can't take the step back. There can't be regression. And regression in a fan's mind is wins and losses, period. Not if you competed. You could go on the road at Alabama and compete, and I still don't think at the end of the day you're not at least 5-7, fans don't care.
And really they can't be 5-7 anymore.
Oh.
There are too many absolute mediocre teams that play in bowl games.
It's true, and you're not one of them. It's just how long can you not be one of those teams? Yeah. Southern Miss, New Mexico State, you have to win. South Carolina's got Will Muschamp, right?
Yes.
He makes every team he goes to worse.
Right.
So
this is
a good year to beat them.
And they beat
South Carolina
the last
of late.
Couple years, yeah.
So maybe is that one of your SEC wins? Missouri, even though it's on the road, I know that's a soft spot for you, but Missouri's
that's a team that they are.
They should be able to beat Missouri if you're making progress.
If you want to say you're moving in the right direction, then yes,
you should beat a probably average football team on the road. Even you don't have them at home.
But see, I know,
but this
we don't need to get into all of it, but I do remember when Missouri made the jump over to the SEC.
Yeah, and somehow won the...
Twice. They won the East twice. Yeah. And you can go ahead and say how weak the East and all of it, right? You can say all of it. And neither one of those years did Kentucky go to a bowl game.
No.
In the really weak East that Missouri won, right? Didn't win six games. So it's just, I think a lot of people always look at the schedule and say, well, they'll beat Missouri. And they did last year.
Mississippi State, Dak Prescott gone. I don't feel like they're the Mississippi State that came in here as the number one team in the country, certainly, one time.
But like Alabama is Alabama. Like it doesn't matter where they play and when they play. Like Kentucky's going to lose that game.
So is it actually good that your road games, because I thought about on the road at Louisville and on the road at Alabama, on the road at Tennessee this year, on the road at Florida. Were you really going to beat any of the four teams if it was at Commonwealth Stadium?
No.
Probably not. So maybe it's good that your road games were games that you were going to lose anyway.
Yeah. I mean.
And you could at least get some teams at Commonwealth that could be an advantage instead of that toss-up games on the road.
Louisville's not, they're probably a preseason top 15 team, right?
Yeah.
Obviously Alabama.
Tennessee's nothing but up.
Yeah. Been on the uptick the whole time. Florida will be better.
Even if Florida's not.
Yeah.
It's just that.
It's just
the monkey at some point will have to get off the back. But I feel like, and of late, it has been the years that it's been close. Before then, it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to beat Florida.
So, I mean, if that Southern Miss game goes the wrong way.
Oh, my God.
This whole thing is off the rails from
the season's
the jump.
If you go 0-1. No matter how you spin it, because you're not beating Alabama, you're not beating Florida, like we said.
And you fired Shannon Dawson.
You're going to go 0-2 to start the season. You lose to Shannon Dawson, Southern Miss, and then at Florida. If you go 0-1, you're going 0-2.
And then
New Mexico State's in town for the SEC Network channel game.
And nobody cares.
And no one cares. No one will be there. When's basketball season start?
Yeah. It's
and
true.
You're two games in.
I know. And then it really does become a conversation about, do they make a change again? And I don't ever know that that's like the best answer.
Yeah.
But
because to be honest, at the time when they let Joker go, I'm sitting here thinking, well, who are you getting? That's always my thing is, well, who are you going to bring in? And if the next,
and it's still going to be the same question. So
who are you going to bring in that's going to instantly get you back
better.
To a bowl game?
Yeah.
I mean, because Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
I mean, put him anywhere else. I don't think he goes 2-10, 5-7, 5-7.
I think the thing that just is the worst is because those seasons started out 5-1.
Yeah.
One game. You had half a season to win one game.
The Louisville game last year.
And three or four of them well team. Within your grasp.
You're up 3 touchdowns on Louisville. Fall apart.
You're on the 1-yard line at Vandy.
Ugh. So.
All right, we can. I do want to mention that the Orlando nightclub shooter has been identified. I have seen reports on Twitter, and it may be inaccurate because I see most everywhere I see 20 people dead, at least 20 people dead. But then
I just saw something in the Washington Post that Florida official says 50.
Now it says 50. Death toll is now at 50.
Yeah. That
is
staggering.
That is a lot of people. Oh, my gosh. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. Story unfolds. You get another hand soon
after you fold. And when you play, the Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot Packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR irons, FootJoy shoes, gift cards, and more.
And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining ride since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411. Or get a quote and download coupons at LuckysAutosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very meticulous, and I've been really, really pleased with this work. I think that he is a maestro.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166.
Fantastic job.
Isn't your yard worth a blue ribbon?
At Tony's Steaks and Seafood of Lexington, we're all about celebrating Father's Day. Give Dad what he deserves, a steak, seasoned and prepared to perfection, enjoyed in the company of the people he loves. June 19th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Playing golf with your dad in the morning? Bring him to Tony's for some great bar food. Tony's of Lexington. Visit TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So just a horrifying scene in Orlando. The officials there are now saying that there are 50 casualties, 50 dead. That includes the shooter. 53 others hospitalized. So that's more than 100 people. And so I'm sure that those that are hospitalized are in, you know, varying degrees of severity. So more casualties you might expect could come from this, because you never know how badly some of those people are injured. You know, just unbelievable. So the shooter is dead. Just truly, truly heartbreaking. One of those things where you're out for a night on the town. That is certainly not how you...
It's definitely one of those, movie theaters. Is any place that you can go where you don't have to think, is this...
Right,
something
but you don't
want to
think that.
Right.
You
you can't go through your life sitting
no.
there.
No.
Something bad is going to happen. I can't go anywhere.
Does it ever enter your mind when you go somewhere? Because I don't think it ever does to me.
It doesn't. And is that because of where we are?
I don't know. I mean.
Do you just feel, you know what I mean? Like, it won't happen here.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
There's.
That's no way it would happen here.
There's a certain kind of that. Feeling, I
Who
think,
would do
but
that?
I think that is wherever you
are.
A lot of people that I'm sure there's some places where
Aurora,
there's bad
Colorado,
things that
you
happen
really
all the
think,
time. No,
I'm going to watch Batman. I'm in Aurora. Nothing. This is not New York.
Right.
This isn't Chicago.
Yeah. So but I don't. It doesn't ever enter my head.
I can't say it does either. And
which is good. I don't want it to. You know, you don't want to live like that.
You just go about your business. So. I mean, there was the rash of the Walmart bomb threats here in town. Like every day there was a different one. I was still going to Walmart.
I try to steer clear of that place.
Do you really?
I'll be honest
just
with
Just because
you.
You can't find parking?
Yeah. Well, that's one reason. Yeah.
The neighborhood Walmart is just so close. And they have that great app.
One.
They have the great app now that they'll price match anyone within 10 miles.
Yeah, but Kroger will actually shop for you and then load it into your car. Have you not done this yet?
I haven't done that yet.
Oh, my God.
I still don't have children.
Right. But you probably don't even do the grocery shopping, do you?
Oh, I go to the grocery.
Do you? Okay.
I do.
Yeah, you can. You can go online, decide whatever you want. Just
I've heard about this.
Click,
I've seen it.
Click, 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 and then go.
Jamie
pick it
does
up.
Think that's a great idea.
It is.
Like, why aren't we doing this?
It is, and I know we're kind of neighbors. The Tate's Creek Kroger is getting that. It is starting this summer.
I will tell you this though: we started going to the Brandon Crossing Kroger.
Uh oh, a lot of people do that.
Because that Tate's Creek Kroger is, depending upon the time, it's just you can't. You're like, where do I go? Why are there so many people here? Where do you people live?
I know, but I always go to that one.
Why are you always here?
I'm one of those people that contributes to
to me thinking, where do you live? And why are you here?
It doesn't matter what time of day you go there. It really doesn't. It's always busy.
Why?
Yeah.
Where are these people
but
coming
from? But I just
from?
Like, I know where everything is in there. So
it is. No, I will say that too. I hate that. Yeah. You walk into the new one. Where's the milk?
Yeah.
You got to be, why is it over here? And you start questioning their planning
choices.
Of the
why
would you put the milk on the right hand side? Why is it not like the Tate's Creek one in the back left?
It's
like,
no, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Because you want to pick that up.
The store's totally laid out wrong.
I wish they were all the same, laid out the same.
Do you ever do the Kroger feedback to get your fuel points?
I don't.
You don't? That's 50 free fuel points. Say that three times fast. I do that, but it tells you, it's like in their comments, you want to tell them, yes, your store's laid out wrong.
Put the milk in the back left like everyone else and just move on.
I would love to read those comments.
But I think it actually does help the people. Like if you do the survey, it helps them too, doesn't it, Josh? Yeah.
Everyone wins, Josh, right?
Yeah, you get a point.
There you go.
Yeah. Josh sometimes has conversations with us, assuming that that people can hear what he's saying, but they can't because he doesn't turn his microphone on. So there's like dead air of him talking and us going,
Which is good.
Right. Thanks, Josh.
That's exciting.
He should just turn his mic on when he wants to talk. Now! Too late. The moment has passed.
This is why I do this. This is it right here. If you could only witness this in person.
Yeah. We had talked about putting this on Periscope, right?
And then
the
realized.
I was like, I don't.
Get ready for the show.
Like mentally, obviously, or physically. Like either one. I don't. My preparation time. Is
zero.
Like with Dan being on, I'm like, I'm gonna.
What is it
I
that we
book
do? I can book guests if you want me to.
Book guests, like, I got a couple this weekend.
You did,
yeah. We had some guests.
Three.
We had three guests this weekend.
It's not bad for the summer.
Yeah,
they were all relevant too. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, hey, can you just. Find
right.
somebody that will go
on,
between 9 and 11 on Sunday or 10 and noon on Saturday. Just anyone that will speak would be great.
One week we had both, for Memorial Day weekend, we had both our dads on.
I remember, that was really nice.
It was cool.
It was really nice.
But my dad didn't hear Dan's dad's story, who is just remarkable. Right? I mean, Dan's dad
I've never had a
has
chance to meet him.
Been through, I haven't met him, but hearing
but
his story
this,
is like, it's incredible the things he went through and the things he saw just blows your mind, right? And the sacrifices he made, right, Josh? I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And then my dad comes on, and in his mind, he's trying to tell this story that like is going to really tug at the old heartstrings.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had to kind of eye roll to myself, like, oh, if you'd only heard Mr. Reefer, you are not,
you're not on his level.
No.
Don't even pull up the heart.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Right.
Don't do it.
But still, I mean, you don't have, you know, my dad still served admirably in the Navy, but he texted me afterwards like, was that good? Was that a good thing? Yeah, you were great, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. It was great.
You were amazing, but we're going to have Dan's dad on again next weekend.
Because he was pretty good,
too. Was really good.
But I'll still send you a Father's Day card.
I did. I have my Father's Day card written out. I have not mailed it. Are you good about things like that?
I hate cards. Uh-huh. My dad hates cards.
Okay. So you just...
We have a mutual agreement.
So you just pull that... You'll call him, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. I saw today on Facebook that it's National Children's Day and almost lost my mind.
What does that even mean?
First of all, every day, and this, to borrow a phrase from my parents, like every day is Children's Day. Yeah, for the love of all that's holy. They get everything every day.
Yeah, I pay for the fact that you can eat and live in this house, right?
Right.
And that the...
My husband and I were just talking this morning. He thinks that I spoil my son just rotten. And he was like, the best evidence of that, and this is totally true, is like Christmas morning.
Uh-oh.
You can't get Sam out of bed because he just wants to sleep in. And John's like, because he already knows. There's just
got
so
everything
much stuff
on the
down
list.
There.
Yeah.
I know I got it. Why don't you unwrap it for me and just bring it up?
Hook it up, too, if it's a video game.
Right.
Right.
Where he's like, just...
Plug that in.
But you can't wake him up. Just 10 more minutes.
That's awesome.
Like, it used to
That's
be-
awesome. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Right. Just let me
Christmas
see 10
morning.
More minutes. Like, oh, buddy, Santa came. Yeah, I know. Let me just... Give me another half hour. I'll be down there.
Is he still there?
Right. It's like... Did I get a lot again?
Tell him to leave the cookies. All right,
cool. Did I get everything I asked for again? Sweet.
Did he drink the milk?
Yeah.
Because I need a cup too when I get up.
But it's Children's Day, so let's hope everyone, you know, plans it.
There's a day for everything too.
There is a day for everything.
What? It's called life. Just live it. You don't need a day. I can't imagine ever asking for a day. Hey, can this be my day?
Someday it might be.
Like my birthday, I don't even ask for my birthday. Like, I don't care. It's my birthday, whatever.
I have a really big birthday coming up this year. Like one of those.
It's fine.
One of those for women probably is a tricky one. So I did tell my husband, like, I just.
Don't acknowledge it?
Really need to have like a pretty significant size party. You know, it needs to
be a big deal. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, like
it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be a big deal.
But you could use a good excuse to have a party. I mean, you could just say whatever you want.
Yeah,
it's a good excuse,
right,
to have a party.
And then John was like, now, so he's been planning it, and I know he's been calling around and whatever, but he said, now, do you need karaoke?
Is it a requirement?
And I was like,
yes.
Yes. I need karaoke.
Basically what that means is
like,
he shopped around.
Do you know me and what things I like?
Found out
that
it's expensive maybe to rent.
I don't.
And so he's like, do you need it?
Yeah, I do need it.
You
I
sure?
need karaoke. And even if it means like you plug in your phone to a makeshift speaker. And then just...
The Bluetooth.
Yes,
little Bluetooth
yes,
speakers.
And just rent a microphone
Shh,
for me.
Everyone quiet.
Yeah.
We've only got the one Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. I karaoke'd at my own wedding. Like, I'm going to need to do it for my birthday, too.
What's your go-to song?
Oh, I can't say the whole title, but it would be American Bad by Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. That is the go-to. Because I know you're a Kid Rock super fan.
That's
Are you the president of the fan club?
If I wasn't having a party... For this birthday, my other dream gift would be like he does his own cruise. He did the Gronk cruise before.
Kid Rock does his own cruise?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And I would love to go on the Kid Rock cruise.
And still, he still does one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How big is it?
Well, on a cruise ship. I don't know.
Like,
how many people.
So it's like,
mm-hmm.
Man.
And he's there.
And he's there.
And
just
I
Kid
want
Rocking
to be where
it.
He's at. Yeah.
Where do you think he is right now? Would you like to be there?
He's probably in Detroit, and so no.
Yeah.
Probably. Or no, I guess he lives kind of in Nashville.
He should.
Yeah. Mm. But, yeah. So one of those two things is what I wanted. And it looks like I'm getting the party because I can't imagine my husband going on a Kid Rock cruise.
Wouldn't that be kind of crazy, though, if he just flipped the script on you all of a sudden and was like, oh, by the way.
I did get him to a concert, to a Kid Rock concert.
Was that the Yum Center?
Mm-hmm. It was like 4 years ago, something like that.
Nice.
And he got carded and I didn't. Still, it was still fun.
And I didn't. So I stuck with cotton candy because I didn't have my ID.
All right, we've got one more segment. If you want to get in here and jump in and you got something on your mind, 381-1313. We will be right back on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Botany Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Botany Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Botany Bay. 420! East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bingo, bingo.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very faithful and efficient and pays attention to detail, and I like that. I would describe his work as immaculate.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166. Isn't your yard worth a Blue Ribbon?
Hey, do you know what to do when a fire happens? Well, why don't you bounce on down to Sky Zone for the first ever Fire Safety Festival June 22nd. That's a Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be fire truck rides, free food, contests, and fire safety education. It's going to be fun for the whole family. Look, the festival is free to the public, and Sky Zone tickets are discounted. But please, please, please purchase them online, skyzone.com/Lexington.
Summer is finally here at Aurora. Complete your outdoor room with savings up to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-line brands. Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready for summer fun and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932. Summer is finally here at Aurora. Get your backyard ready for family fun with a 24-foot above-ground pool package for only $19.95. Don't forget, they offer free professional water testing in-store. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, that is the that's the what Kid Rock sampled for American Bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why you can't say that. You know?
I probably could, but I'm why risk it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is kind of my jam. Yeah. But pretty much any Kid Rock song. I've done several. OPP is another one that I'm a big fan of doing.
Yeah.
On
the karaoke.
On the karaoke scene. Yeah. Yeah. Big fan of karaoke.
I don't know. I don't feel like I've done enough that I would have a go-to song.
But you've done it.
Yes.
And what have you sang when you've done it?
There have been a couple Backstreet Boy.
Yes. Nice.
You know, performances.
Because do you get Nick Carter a lot?
I can't say I've gotten Nick Carter. Yeah, I just walk around. Hey, is that Nick Carter? Can't say it ever happened.
Like only when you like look really bad and you're kind of like
right now because like, you just said it.
Because Nick Carter, I feel like, has really kind of let himself go. And
I couldn't tell you what he looks like.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Aaron Carter? Remember that? He's still around,
Josh said
says
he's
our
around,
producer Josh. He follows Josh on Twitter. My God.
That can't be true, right?
It's probably
true.
And he
has hit rock bottom.
I was going to say it's probably true.
He has hit rock.
Think about it.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Carter. Phone number got leaked. There
and
you go.
His phone number got leaked when I was at Disney World, and I was like, oh, I'm going to FaceTime him. Somebody hacked his Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, because it said, hey, FaceTime me, and it said, here's my number. And I was like, okay. He never answered, though, so.
Never answered. Never picked
never
up.
Answered. Wow.
How rude.
And then he said it was not his number, so.
Because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Hmm. My dreams were crushed that day.
So, like, Jesse McCartney wasn't available for you to FaceTime, or?
Well, Aaron Carter is much better than Jesse McCartney,
okay. In
my opinion.
And that's how I beat Shaq.
He did beat Shaq. That's why. LeBron can't beat Shaq.
Like, looking back at that song, right? Like, that was a mistake for his career.
Yeah.
I think you would agree.
Yeah.
At the time, it seemed like a good idea. And looking back,
it wasn't.
That was a terrible mistake. Because that was it. I was the How I Beat Shaq clown guy. Like, that was what I was. That was my career.
So you don't get Nick Carter?
I mean, maybe. I don't know if anybody ever puts it together.
Who have people told you look like?
I've gotten Kyle Wilcher around here.
Okay, yeah. He actually did the sports cast with you.
He did. We have a good time together.
Yeah.
Me and Kyle and old Jared Polson.
Yeah.
We're a good crew.
Yeah, that was fun.
The problem was, as much as, you know, I love Kyle and Jared, they were not into the preparation mode for making jokes, or they're like, we're just going to wing it. All right.
Because everyone, right, thinks it is just like, it just happens and it's just so easy.
Yeah.
And then you get in front of the camera and people are like.
And then Kyle just stopped reading.
Right. This isn't.
It's like, Kyle, we do have to read. Like, you don't have to be funny, but just get us through this right here. Don't mind.
So you've gotten Kyle Wilcher. Who else?
Gotten Kyle Wilcher. I don't think I've ever gotten.
No celebrity doppelganger?
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't think so. Nobody's ever said, hey, you look like that one guy.
By that one guy, I think they mean Nick Carter.
Nick Carter. I don't know how.
I'll be honest with you. Am I way far off on this, Josh?
I don't have long blonde hair.
Well, no.
He didn't have long blonde hair. It was short.
Yeah, he didn't always have long hair.
Well, I mean, this is.
Did you ever have highlights?
No.
Would you have highlights?
No. Okay. I can answer those questions very quickly. I have some standards left in my life. Highlights and boy band, like legitimately. No, can't do it.
So any other songs you karaoke or just
I Want It That Way was
yeah, that's a good,
was really
that's a
good.
Great song.
I mean, to the point where, because you would do it with the group, right? I never went up there solo.
You're not a solo artist, okay.
I went up there with the group of guys, right? You get the boys together. We do a little Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. I bust out from the middle of the stage, you know, when they do the, just want to hear you or don't want to.
That's actually Nick Carter's part, ironically.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, it is. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Weird.
You're getting pigeonholed. As Nick
there's
Carter
no
today.
Coming back from this. Yeah. Who would have thought when I woke up this morning?
10 minutes before you got here.
Yeah. 10 minutes. You'd be amazed how fast I can drive down Tate's Creek.
Yeah, I got up a little late. I actually had a dream that I missed the show, that I woke up late. Today and miss the show
to me all the time.
Yeah,
I wake up and go, oh no, and it's still like I wake up to my alarm and I still think,
yeah,
this isn't good.
And I have slept through this show before.
Did you really?
Oh yeah. And then I woke up to like 7 calls from Dan. I'm like,
where are you?
Yeah, I didn't even hear the phone ring. Like, just gone.
The show is over. What have you been doing?
I know.
Like, that was a fun Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm like, I woke up like at like 10:45, and I'm like, oh, dude, that's right. I do a radio show on Sunday mornings. Like, I completely spaced that.
He was fine, though. He didn't call me like, hey, can you come in a pinch? Because clearly.
I think he just kept thinking I was just going to show up. She's going to be here.
And then
she'll get here.
The show ended. And here we were.
Yeah.
We're going to do this next weekend.
Yeah, we are going to do this next weekend.
That's exciting.
So, we'll try to, I'm going to try to be better prepared.
Okay.
Next weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I can't say that I
Right. And it's okay. If one of us is, I don't ever know what that means.
I think it's 15.
Okay. It's been a minute. And Dan usually runs the show and I just kind of sit here and look weird. But thanks for joining us this weekend, putting up with us. And we will see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Tweeter writes, and totally done with this farce.